I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. In the Middle East today, two Israeli soldiers are dead after a border clash with Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas, and unrest continues in the Gaza Strip after the on-again, off-again resignation of Prime Minister Ahmed Correa. To get a better sense of what's happening there, we're joined by NPR's Julie McCarthy, who is in Jerusalem. Julie, a lot of unrest in recent days. What's the situation like in Gaza today?
Well, the violent clashes that we saw last week between the militants and the security forces of the Palestinian Authority have decreased in the past 24 hours. You know, it was that very violence that erupted over the weekend between these competing factions in Gaza that triggered this other long-term turmoil in the leadership between the prime minister and the Palestinian president, Yasser Arafat. It looked at that point over the weekend like the roof was caving in, and you saw frustrated officials, one after the other, including the prime minister, handing in their resignations. Today there were more demonstrations in the streets in Gaza. You saw masked gunmen brandishing machine guns, calling for reforms. One analyst said to me yesterday that they were using reform as a pretext in their own struggle for power in Gaza. It's a popular rallying cry, obviously, with an old guard in the PA that many people see as corrupt. They want reforms. You know, since the Israelis have announced that they intended to pull out of Gaza, we've seen this jockeying for control, but this fighting between Palestinians has really shocked the Palestinians, and it's made them really upset because it's sapped the strength of other bigger issues, like what they consider to be the issue of the security barrier that's going to be taken up by the UN today and the occupation.
So has Yasser Arafat managed to convince Ahmed Correa to stay on as prime minister?
Well, that depends on who you talk to, Madeline. The cabinet of Ahmed Correa met today with Yasser Arafat, and various versions of events came out of those meetings. The spokesman for Mr. Arafat came out and said that Mr. Arafat had officially rejected the prime minister's resignation and that Mr. Correa is still in charge with the power to name new ministers if he wants to. And then out comes another minister, a young reformer, who reports the meeting was a complete failure, that Correa is only willing to extend himself in the job as a caretaker. And a number of ministers describe Mr. Correa as furious, and they say the prime minister remains deadlocked with Arafat over Arafat's unwillingness to give power to the prime minister to begin meaningful reforms, unifying this jumble of security forces that are also said to be ridden with corruption. And, you know, Correa is also using the fact that no one else really wants his job. No one's waiting in the wings to take it over to leverage more authority. But all of this is a reflection of this power struggle, this ongoing power struggle that's underway with Arafat and those, the U.S. included, who want him to share power with an empowered prime minister. Mr. Correa is going to stay on, unhappily, we're told, but so the struggle goes on.
Well, so what does this mean for Arafat? Can he weather all this?
Well, you know, it certainly doesn't put him in a favorable light, nor does it strengthen him. But even Correa said publicly yesterday, we have no difference with him. We have a difference with him, not over him. Well, there's a desire to change the man's mind, but not the man. But arguably, you know, we're seeing the beginning of some kind of turning point. The openness with which the public now criticizes Arafat, even members of his own Fatah movement, does represent a rather significant shift.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.